It's a cold, muddy, early spring afternoon, and Juan Pena is taking me on a horseback tour of a 25-acre ranch owned by his brother.
These are big animals.
Yeah, follow me. Don't pull it back.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
No, because he thinks you want him to stop.
All right.
It's a surprising oasis inside Des Moines city limits, southeast of the state fairgrounds. It's home to chickens, dogs, a couple of bulls, and at least two dozen horses that are being trained to respond to cues from Juan and his fellow charros, or Mexican cowboys. In a small indoor arena where horses stay in shape during the off-season, we watch one of the charros, Sergio Ramos, prepare for practice.
Now he's warming up the horse to train him. But you need to, it's like every sport, you need to warm up a little bit so you perform better and you're in good shape. So, you know, he's doing circles in both directions.
Charros in their elegant costumes topped by wide-brimmed sombreros are familiar figures in Mexican culture. They hold a place of honor in the nation's Independence Day parades and are even mentioned within the first few lines of the country's national anthem. They've become popular attractions during the annual Latino Heritage Day Festival in Des Moines each September. As Juan Pena drives his pickup from the used furniture store he owns on the city's east side to his brother Jose's stables, he remembers his childhood dream to become a charro.
I grew up doing this. I was from a little town in Mexico, and probably, I don't know, a couple thousand people live in town, and to be recognized and the whole town to be the good charro, that was really something to be proud of.
Juan placed the dream on hold for a few years as he settled into the Los Angeles area. But after he migrated east to central Iowa, he revived his desire to ride and rope. He found it brought him peace of mind in his new hometown.
You know, you come and ride and you forget about everything. Everybody has, you know, problems and stuff. So here you come and engage your mind in a different world for at least a few hours, which is really good for you.
And he's discovered a large group of like-minded men and women within the rapidly growing Mexican community in Iowa who also yearn to pursue a cowpoke's lifestyle. It has prompted him to open a line of charro clothing and supplies at his store near the state capitol. It's where serious Mexican cowboys shop for spurs, chaps, boots, sombreros, and fancy suits. Juan says it can amount to a heavy investment.
It can be from something simple to really high-end. This is made of silver and gold. So, you're talking about probably $5,000-$6,000 suit right there.
Teams of charros, of which there are now seven in Iowa, compete in charreadas, Mexican rodeos. The cowboys are scored on their riding and roping abilities. But these events have raised questions among animal welfare advocates. They point to a practice known as horse tripping, when a stallion's legs are lassoed and the steed is pulled to the ground. It's outlawed in 9 states, including Nebraska. Juan Pena says it does not occur in Iowa. And the executive director of the Animal Rescue League of Iowa, Tom Colvin, says he's found no signs of it.
We had another person that was very concerned that it might be going on at a Mexican rodeo that was going on in Des Moines. We sent somebody down there, could not find that horse tripping was going on. And quite frankly, since then, I haven't heard any complaints about it going on.
The American Charro Association, which sanctions charreadas in the U.S., says it banned horse tripping some 15 years ago. Juan Pena says charros in the States want to keep alive their traditions, but they also abide by rules designed to protect animals. Back at the Pena Ranch, horse trainer Sergio Ramos continues the morning workout with his latest student. The filly responds well to his commands.
She's doing good. Yeah, she's a pretty smart horse. The thing that I like is pretty quiet, you know. She like to put good tension, and, she's pretty nice horse for ride. You know, any people can ride this horse.
But not the way Sergio does. With a flip of the reins, he begins her quickly rotating around one solidly planted hind leg. With a slight prod, she reverses the spin. This complicated and graceful maneuver will earn her and her charro partner big points when she makes her debut on the Charriada circuit later this summer. On a horse ranch southeast of the state fairgrounds in Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.